one of Israel's biggest allies, Britain, says it's suspending some arms exports to Israel over fears that British-made weapons could be used by Israel in a way that violates international law. As the first anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks nears and the death toll in Gaza mounts, the British government is one of several around the world that are expressing increasing alarm at how the war is being conducted almost a year in. NPR's Lauren Freyer joins us from our bureau in London. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
So, Lauren, is this an arms embargo?
It's not. I mean, other countries have halted all weapons deliveries to Israel, but the UK has stopped way short of that.
Okay.
UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy says his government still supports Israel's right to self-defense, but that it's suspending about 30 of the 350 arms export licenses for Israel. And he says he has no choice after a legal review. Here's what Lammy told Parliament last night.
For certain UK arms exports to Israel, there does exist a clear risk that might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Basically, the UK wants to avoid being complicit if Israel is eventually found to have committed war crimes against the Palestinians with British-made weapons. And that's something, of course, Israel denies, breaking any international laws.
So what is Israel saying about the suspension of weapons from one of its biggest allies?
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it shameful. In a post on social media, he called Britain's decision misguided. He says it'll only embolden Hamas. The UK's chief rabbi says this, quote, beggars belief, coming amid funerals of Israeli hostages killed in Gaza. But human rights groups, including Amnesty International, say they're disappointed too. They say this suspension doesn't go far enough, that it's too little too late. There have been big protests across the UK for months calling for an end to all arms exports to Israel, not just a suspension of less than 10% of them. I spoke to Katie Fallon with the Campaign Against Arms Trade, one of the groups that's been leading those protests. And she calls this a partial victory because some military equipment is excluded from the suspension.
The most concerning thing is that it excludes the F-35 jet. 15% of these jets are made here in the UK, and that includes the release mechanisms for the bombs.
15% of those F-35 jets Israel is using to drop bombs on Gaza right now are made in the UK. And that F-35 program is a consortium that involves the US. And so Fallon believes that the exemption is political.
Mm. And, you know, we've seen similar scenes in the US with protests. Like you said, there's been a lot of serious concern and accusations of war crimes against Israel in its war in Gaza, all things Israel denies. So when Britain suspends some weapons, does it actually have an impact on Israel's military capabilities or actions?
In terms of Israel's defense, no, not much. The U.S. and Germany are Israel's biggest weapons suppliers. The U.K. only sends Israel a small, relatively small number of weapons, about $55 million worth per year, though activists say that's probably an underestimate.
Mm-hmm.
The U.K. defense minister, though, said today this suspension probably won't have material impact. But in terms of relations with Israel and with the U.S., it really could. I mean, the U.K. has always been in sort of lockstep with the U.S. on Israel policy. There's a new center-left British government elected here this summer, Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He's a human rights lawyer. He's faced a lot of pressure from his own supporters to speak out about rising death tolls in Gaza and condemn Israel more forcefully. This may be a sign he's heard those calls.
That's NPR's Lauren Freyer in London. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.